Welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. My name is Martia Umar. Thank you so much for joining us. Following the increase in banditry in various parts of Zamfara State, the state government has asked residents to arm themselves for self-defense. The government said it was ready to facilitate securing of basic weapons for the people, especially farmers, to defend themselves. How did the government of Zamfara State plan to achieve this? The Commissioner for Information in Zamfara State, Alhaji Ibrahim Magaji Dozara, speaks with us.
The measures taken is to give further protection to lives and property of people, and those to obtain or possess a gun are those who have been screened at their emirate councils and found worthy, good character and behavior, and people without criminal records who will fill form that will be forwarded to the Inspector General of Police, through the State Commissioner for Police for proper screening and consideration by the Inspector General of Police.
Okay, so we know that acquiring guns for people is kind of very expensive. Who is responsible for getting these guns that will be later dispatched to the informants or the citizens? Is it the state government that will fund all of this?
You know, it is not a mandatory. We said whoever wishes to obtain the gun will do that. It's not that everybody must own the gun. That is not what the government means.
Okay.
But whoever wishes to take the gun or possess the gun and has the capacity to do so.
Okay. So are people going to be trained? If these people acquire the gun, are they going to be trained? And who is going to be responsible for training them?
That's why I said we have process that will be followed.
Okay.
And the people who qualified through the process will be given or will be allowed to obtain the gun.
Okay. So asking people to obtain guns to defend themselves shows that the situation is dire. But could this not lead to anarchy?
No. We have been taking measures. If you could recall, at the early stage of this government, went into dialogue with the bandits. Many of them accepted, and there was peace in Zamfara State for over 9 months. Nobody was harmed. Nobody was inflicted any injury because there was peace. But somewhere along the line, some people scuttled that success by causing mayhem, making some of the bandits to abandon the dialogue, restoring back some of the activities of the bandits. And the government further took other measures. If you could recall, we shut down communications.
Yes.
We also banned vehicular movement, we ban or we close markets, and that measure has also helped greatly by reducing the level of mayhem being inflicted by the bandits. And now we are trying another means of curtailing the banditry activities through this measure, which we said people should possess guns and defend themselves. Now, we decided to do this because of recent, very recently, about a month ago, we noticed a kind of escalation or increase in the activities of the bandits, which we feel should be attacked and curtailed. And this is why we embarked on the measure we are on now.
Okay, so how early is this going to start taking place? Is it something that is going to take effect any moment from now?
Of course, as far as we have announced it, it has taken effect.
Okay, so eligible people can get registered and go through the process before getting these weapons.
That's right.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much.
And that was Alhaji Ibrahim Magaji Dozara, Commissioner for Information, Zamfara Estate. At this point, let's go on a break. We will be right back. Do stay with us.
www.delitrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Daily Trust, on Twitter at twitter.com/Daily Trust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/Daily Trust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. You can listen or download this and other episodes on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. All you have to do is search for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen in on Badegi Radio 90.1 in Bina, Niger State, NAS FM 89.9 Yola, Adamawa State, and on Unity FM 93.3 Jos, Plateau State. Before the break, we heard from the Commissioner for Information in Zamfara Estate as he discussed how the government intends to give gun license to eligible people of Zamfara Estate just to protect themselves from banditry and other criminal activities in the state. But how effective will this measure be? My colleague, Belikisu Ahmed, put this question and more to security analyst Dr. Yahuza Ahmed Gasso.
My name is Dr. Yahuza Gasso, security, intelligence and investigation expert. Well, I think this is the worst policy ever made under the Buhari's watch. Why? Because the larger population of those who are being affected are the people who are struggling to get 100 naira meal, who are finding it very difficult to have access to 100 naira to 200 plates per day. And the value of AK-47, as stated or as confirmed by many of the police investigations and so other bandits that were captured and other criminals around the areas of Zamfara and its environs, AK-47 is being sold between the value of 450 to 600 and to some extent even 900. So how do we expect somebody who cannot afford 3 square meal of 100 naira, 200 naira and so? How do you expect him to be able to purchase or to be able to have access to AK-47 that is sold between the 400 and 900,000 naira? Because when you look at it, is that someone is expected to make an application. Okay, let's assume that government is distributing. Let's assume that. So if government is distributing, what strategy do we have? Remember, in the year 2019, a report was made by the Auditor General that more than 80,000 arms were missing in the armories of the police only. And then the arms that are being sold around all the communities and all the locations around Zamfara and all other environs, government have not been able to first track who is really trading, who is really marketing, who is really transporting, who is really moving, who is really importing these arms. So how do you expect? Then a government is given an opportunity and is encouraging armed proliferation by itself in the policy. So the policy will not be good for Nigeria and will not be good for Zamfara and its environs, because that will be an enabling opportunity for armed traders, armed movers and armed importers, as well as other armed dealers who are dealing in selling and making profit out of it, and then to have ability to move the arms from all other states and even the neighborhood bilateral borders to bring it around Zamfara and be selling it at a cheaper price, because people are encouraged to obtain AK-47 so that they can prevent themselves. Mm. That is one. Secondly, that will help the bad element, bad eggs in the security cycle, to be able to also connive with the criminals and connive also with the people around there so that they can steal arms from the armories and go around Zamfara and its environment to sell it off. Mm. And that will be an enabling opportunity for also the bandits to also have ability to access more arms. Because if a poor man that cannot afford 300 naira or 150 or 200 naira, 3 square million a day, have access and in possession of AK-47, AK-49 that is being sold at the rate of 400,000 naira, then why do I have to keep the arm in my house? I will sell it. And then I will tell the government that bandits have come and they have taken it away because I don't have control. When I have only, government cannot be able to distribute the arms house to house. But what we are seeing in a nutshell is the fact that all these bandits are known, their locations are known, their hideouts are known. Why is government officials, security agencies are always waiting for them to attack the communities before they repel? Why can't the government send the security operatives, use the GPS coordinates and whatever expenditure being made, the impulse, the financial impulse, so that they can be dealt with decisively and accordingly? So I think government is not serious. And this is really giving us three messages. One, that government is weak and it lacks capability to discharge its constitutional responsibility. The state government have lost confidence on the federal security that were operating within the state, which are in category police, the mobile police, Nigerian Army, Nigerian Air Force, DSS, mm. and all other custom immigration and all other personnel that are available, mm. that the state government and the public, the citizens of the Zamfara state have lost confidence. So if we have this, and the three, it is very clear that it's a message to all Nigerians, because once the distribution of arms started in Zamfara by the Zamfara state government, definitely the neighborhood, of which are the 4 states and 11 local governments within the belt that have, Zamfara state have a link with Kaduna, mm. with Niger, with Sokoto, with Kebbi, and Katsina. So that will give an enabling opportunity for more armed proliferation, and then more arms will move around. And finally, it will be an opportunity, an enabling opportunity for politicians to take advantage of those arms being distributed by present government when next government comes.
And that was Dr. Yahuza Ahmed Gasso. Analyst. And with that, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the people whose voices were heard on this episode of the show, I'd like to say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production. It is open for sponsorship and advert placement. You can download this and other episodes, or even listen to this particular episode and other episode on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, or you can listen on NAS FM 89.9, Yola, Unity FM 93.3, Jazz, and Badeki Radio 90.1. You can also listen by just searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. If you have questions or comments, let us know on our social media handles on Twitter and Instagram. We are at @daily_trust. And on Facebook, it's at Daily Trust. Call or send us a message or suggest a topic you'd like us to discuss on 091-389-33390. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Martia Umar. Bye for now.